Honor the law.
New accounts? You'll have to see Mr. Eldridge first. He's the bank manager. Now, the desk at your left. Yes, the man with the glasses. Hello? First National Bank. This is Mr. Wood speaking. Oh, just a moment. I'll see. Hello? You have a balance of $1.06.
I'd like to draw some money from my savings account.
You'll find the checks for that purpose on those desks in the center of the foyer.
Thanks.
Hello, Julie.
Oh, hello, Larry.
Say, you're harder to find than a good story.
I am?
And coming from a newspaper reporter, that's an admission. Say, what are you doing in the bank so early in the morning?
Well, I don't call 10 o'clock so very early.
It is when you have to work as late as you do.
Oh, well, under the new management, I've been hired all over again, and I have better hours.
Oh. Is banking the receipts part of the new job?
Well, I offered to do it for Mr. Andrews.
Which window do you go to?
The third. That's the teller who usually takes care of the Strand Theater account.
Good morning, Miss L.
Good morning.
Well, you did a good business last night,
well,
huh?
We did. It wasn't the picture.
Well, from the looks of these receipts, something must have pulled them into the theater.
Morbid curiosity. Ever since the theater was bombed and Frank Bellamy was killed, we've done a landslide business.
Just a moment, Miss Allen. I'll take care of the silver for you.
Out of the way, girlie. And you, mister, shove through that cash. Come on, I ain't fooling. This is a hold-up.
Watch
it. The cash, shove it through. Much better. Now, not a move or a squawk out of any of you. My buddy's at the front door and he's got this joint covered to the 38. Get it? He'll drill you mug through. You dirty double-crossing. Let him have it.
Oh. Julie! Julie!
Get that girl and let's get out of here!
Sister, you're coming with me. Keep back, everybody. Take a shot at me and you'll hit this girl.
They're putting her in the car. Those gangsters have kidnapped Julie Allen. Hey, one of you fellas take care of that teller. He's in a bad way. I'm going to call for the police.
Attention all cars. Calling all cars. On broadcast 12.
Good. There's not to be more than a holdup.
On two bandits who held up First National Bank at 10:05 this morning.
Julie, what about Julie?
Be quiet,
first
Tim.
Bandit, approximately 35 years of age, weight 160 pounds, height medium, wore dark suit, hat, and shoes.
That's a lot of
description help. Of second bandit, age 25 years old, weight 180 pounds, height approximately 6 feet, wore gray pants and brown sweater. Both bandits were masked.
Not a word about Julie.
Masks, eh? That's why we didn't get a more detailed description.
All cars, calling all cars. Further information on broadcast 12.
Kemp, here's a more.
Description of car used in getaway. Dark Buick sedan. License unknown. Stand by.
With a whole bank full of people, you'd think somebody would get the license number of the holdup car.
Too much confusion, Kemp. People don't remember what they saw.
Well, you'd think Larry Stevens would have gotten more information on it.
For a moment, I thought that car was for us.
Go to 334 Melrose, A390. At 334 Melrose, attention. Attention. The amount of cash stolen from the First National Bank this morning was $2,500 in currency and silver.
Well, what's the matter with headquarters? Not a single word about Julie.
No, now, Kemp, maybe headquarters got a good reason for not broadcasting about her.
Well, where do you suppose she is? What have those gangsters
calling
done
car
with her?
35.
Hold us.
Calling car 35. Go to end of York Boulevard.
That's the park.
South entrance of Westmore Park. And investigate suspicious sedan.
Sedan? Stolen, I imagine.
To the lakefront.
Say now.
York Boulevard. South entrance of Westmore Park. A suspicious sedan near edge of lake. That's all.
The south entrance. There's the lake. This ought to be the spot.
I don't see any sedan.
Wait a minute. What's that?
Where? I don't see anything.
To your right, Kemp. Turn your flashlight to the right.
What? It's a man, Benton.
Yes. Moving in them bushes.
All right, you stick him up.
Stick him up. You guys are always looking for trouble.
Larry Stevens.
What are you doing in this park?
Say, I got a radio in my car, too. You're not the only ones who can pick up the police broadcast.
Oh, Benton. Benton, come here. Look at this.
What's the matter?
The tire tracks. Somebody swung off the road.
Yes, sir. A car with a new tread on the left front wheel.
And two slick ones on the back.
The sedan. Here it is, Benton.
Tucked away under them trees.
Take a Houdini to find it.
She's a Buick sedan.
What's the license number?
4T9526.
Got that license on your stolen car list, Kemp?
Wait a minute. I've got them here. Now, give me some light. Here we are. Now, let's see. Good. Yes, sir. Here's the number. 4T9526.
And who does the car belong to?
Ezra Parker. Reported stolen on the 9th.
Oh, yesterday.
Help! Somebody, help!
Where is that voice coming from?
The car. The back seat of the car. Look! On the floor of the car, a girl bound and gagged.
Help!
Raise her up, Stevens.
Good Lord! It's Julie!
Get that gag off of her mouth. There.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, Julie. Are you all right?
I guess so.
How long have you been here?
Hours.
What happened before that?
Did you stop any place?
No, we just rode around and around.
Could you identify the men?
No, I was blindfolded.
And in the bank. Didn't you get a good look at them in the bank?
No, they both wore masks.
Oh. Look, don't question her anymore, Benton. She's about washed up.
What Julie needs is a good, stiff drink of brandy.
Well, we might find something over there in that drugstore. Wait, Julie. I'll help you.
And call headquarters, Kemp. We'll need Detective Cowan on this job.
All right, Benton.
Here, Julie.
Lean on him. Yeah, go ahead and lean on him. That guy gets all the breaks.
What are those two fellas doing out there on the lake in that footboat?
Oh, those guys? Putting in fish traps. Replenishing the trout in the lake. City project. Haven't you been reading the papers?
Yeah, they might know something about this sedan.
Well, the boat's heading here, so you can ask them.
Here, there. Hey, you men.
Benton, there's something else in the bottom of the sedan.
Yeah? What did you find?
Quartz.
Quartz? Well, I'm a...
Yeah, three of them.
Did you call to ask?
I did that.
What did you want?
Been working very long on the lake.
Since 10 o'clock.
Know anything about this sedan? By any chance, is it yours?
I wish it was. Mine was stolen.
Yeah, so was this one.
Hey, Parker, take a good look at that sedan. That car's mine. My car that was stolen.
Yours?
Yes, sir. My Buick sedan. Read that white slip. Ezra Parker. That's me. I'm Parker.
Well, Mr. Parker, I'm afraid that you and your friend better ride back with us to police headquarters.
But I...
No stalling now. Come on. Come right along. West Park Police Station. Sergeant Reynolds speaking. Oh, hello, Con. Checked up with the park board? That fish trap business is on the up and up, huh? Well, then we got no earthly reason to hold them. Sure, you can tell Charlie to let him go right away.
You're releasing Parker and Watson?
Yeah, Benton. We got in wrong with the park board for ever holding them.
I thought Parker told a pretty straight story.
Well, what else was there to do, Kemp?
Sure, you've got to run down every possible angle.
Reynolds! Hey, Reynolds!
What's the matter, Stevens? What are you up to?
Those two fellas you picked up on the lake, Parker and Watson, the guys who were working for the city putting in fish traps?
Well,
what happened to them?
We checked their story. It was okay, so Charlie had them released.
Released?
Certainly. We couldn't hold them any longer without sufficient evidence.
I've got the evidence.
You have?
Right here. These shells from a .38, aren't they?
So what?
This shell I picked up on the floor of the bank after the holdup. And this one?
Where'd you get that one?
I found it last night in the bottom of the putt-putt.
Let me see those shells. Good Lord, they match.
Yeah, and you let those two guys loose.
Now, Stevens, you're to blame for this. I have a good mind to turn you in for withholding evidence. Benton.
Yes, sir?
You and Kemp get back on the beat.
Yes, Sergeant, we'll do that.
I'm going to call Wallace and have him broadcast a complete description. Station 602, Reynolds speaking. Listen, I want you to get on the air right away and put on a complete description of the
Turn the motor off, Parker. That's it.
I didn't know we had an order to change traps tonight.
Yeah, number 8 float. Give me a hand.
She's sure heavy.
Okay, quit talking and work.
Say, wait a minute.
No, wait to it. One more heave and we'll have the trap in the platform. That's it.
This isn't any trap. There's something else in that box besides trout. Frank Watson, what have you... I know. It's like they said at headquarters. You were in that bank holdup. You and your friend Simon.
Hey, here comes the launch. Might be the police.
There's money in that box. The $2,500 you and Simon stole from the First National Bank.
Shut your mouth.
You won't drag me into this mess. You're the guy that stole my car. Take that.
Okay, come on. I can handle you.
There he is, Kent. That's Watson. Jump into that footwork. We'll take care of the launch.
All right, Watson. Come on now. Pick him up. You're under arrest.
Yeah?
Hey, what's he doing? Hey.
Just dumped the box overboard.
And it's got the money in it.
Sure, if you want the loot, you'll have to dredge for it.
Oh, no, we won't. You see, we've already gotten the $2,500.
You what?
Watson, it was you we were after.
Yeah, but the dough.
Your partner squealed and we lifted the money out of the lake this afternoon.
Yeah, we found the spot like Simon's told us.
Number 8 float, where you marked it with them carts.
Honor the law.